start this out by saying the fact that Tammy ruined my birthday present.
I ruined it?
Hang on.
Okay.
If you're familiar with our program, then you know that one of the big knocks on Tammy, in fact, I think probably the only big knock on Tammy, the more I think about it, is that Tammy is incapable of keeping a surprise. If you tell Tammy a secret, she'll take that to her grave.
It's true.
I know that. Unfortunately, she can't apply that same rule to keeping a surprise.
Well, and sometimes it's not because I do it on purpose. Now, I have a hard time sometimes holding on to presents because I want someone to get them, and I'm very excited.
You are incapable of holding on to presents.
But other times, John, it's not. I wasn't purposely trying to get someone to find out a surprise.
Tammy is so gifted at blowing surprises that the latest instance of this happening, she didn't even know she did.
No.
That's how talented she is. Oh. Tammy ruined my birthday present. That's all there is to it. Background. I have a group of friends, and a couple of us have birthdays in October. We got together this past week to celebrate the October birthdays. And about 3 weeks ago, I got a text from a pal of mine in this group of friends that asked me if he can ask a question about the process of cooking called sous vide.
Basically boiling it in a bag.
Right.
That's what it is.
I don't have a sous vide. What he was doing was testing the waters.
Yeah.
And I know my group of friends, so right away I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if they're going to buy me a sous vide for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, wonderful present. Thank you. It kind of came and went. I didn't think about it after that. But then Tammy, about a week later, and I'm imagining one of my boys texted you and said, would you see if John has this?
Yes, your friend John texted me and said, could you find out if John has a sous vide? I'm like, okay.
So Tammy shot him a text. Do you? I mean, it couldn't have been more random.
Oh.
You know,
I didn't do it right.
Maybe next time lead up with a cooking question first.
Yes, I should have.
But she texts me, do you have a sous vide? And
you knew that.
Right then, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a sous vide for my birthday.
Yes.
So Tammy didn't even know she was ruining a surprise. So Sunday, fast forward to this past couple days ago, we're at an establishment watching our Bears totally choke, and they give me my present. And it was all I can do to be, oh my God, a sous vide. I've always wanted one of these. This is so cool. I can't wait to start using it. In my head, I'm like, I knew this was coming.
Oh, you didn't tell them?
Well, I'm telling them now.
I'm sorry, guys.
They looked all happy. I didn't want to ruin the surprise. But Tammy, don't worry, guys. Tammy ruined it for you last week.
But another friend started it by asking
But he was a little coy about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you sous vide, do you do this? Man, you must have mistaken me for somebody else. I don't have a sous vide.
Yeah.
And for one instance, the thought in my head said, oh, I wonder if they're buying me one. This is his way of
I just confirmed it.
You're just like, you might as well have just texted, hey, your boys want to buy you a sous vide for your birthday.
Do you have one? Yeah.
Would you like it? Do you have one?
I should have.
We love her, but she's a surprise ruiner.
I am.
Our Tammy is. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Schmidt to Freeman. It is a fastball. It's ripped down the line. It is gone! A fifth consecutive World Series game with a Freddie Freeman home run. And the Dodgers are on the board first in game three.
Dodgers' Freddie Freeman is on fire just in time for the World Series. Thanks to Major League Baseball on Fox for that broadcast. It's as good as over. Tonight, I believe the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to clinch the World Series, a freaking surprising sweep of the New York Yankees, who are suffering the same exact thing our Padres suffered when we played the Dodgers. All of a sudden, our bats just went bye-bye. The Yankees lineup has stick after stick after stick, including Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And they can't do a thing right now against the Dodgers. That's bad enough that the Dodgers are probably going to win it tonight in a sweep. But I genuinely like a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's hard for me to admit that. Like, I wish he was a Padre.
So, Freddie Freeman is who you're talking about?
I love Freddie Freeman.
You're not the only one. My good friend Jessica, who is a huge Padres fan. I think she's even a bigger Padre fan than you, John, I would say. But she said, when we were watching a game together, because she's, you know, Dodger, whatever. She goes, well, I like Freddie.
God,
he's a really nice guy. He's a good man.
That's the thing. I don't know Freddie Freeman from Adam, but I know this. The things that he portrays himself to be, total quality character. Example. He hits the game-winning grand slam in Game 1 of the World Series in the 10th inning. Super dramatic. Beelines right to his father, who is behind the net in tears. And just watching this father and son moment, and Freddie said, I learned my swing from my father. I learned how to play the game from my father. I'm the man that I am today because of my father. I'm getting chills just talking about it. Or rewind last year in the offseason, Freddie Freeman's walking around the neighborhood with his kids trick-or-treating like any normal guy.
Sure.
Sees a kid dressed as Freddie Freeman.
Oh, wow.
Walks up to the little boy, says, "Are you me?" The kid's like, "Oh,
are you me? Are you me for Halloween?"
Yeah.
"That's my last name. That's my baseball number. Want to take a picture?"
Yeah.
"Let's do it."
See, he didn't have to do that. Number three, the man and his wife almost lost their son this year.
Yeah, I was going to say his son was really sick, wasn't he?
Stepped away from the game and did nothing but be with his family. His team was in a pennant race.
Yeah.
Didn't care. He did what any good person would do. Stepped away from whatever else and took care of the most important thing. His child. With his wife, I should mention.
If the Dodgers win, we'll just say Freddie Freeman won the World Series. And that's all. We'll only talk about him. How about that?
It's hard, though. It's hard. Because I want him to win.
I know.
And I just wish he was. You know, he'd be. I'm just saying. He's not in the market. But boy, a first baseman like Freddie Freeman from the Padres. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge so you can take your family to the Christmas celebration at SeaWorld. That gets underway November 15th. We'll get you hooked up with a family four-pack at 833-287-1037 for playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
John, I want to play a sound for you that's rather soothing.
Oh.
And I'd like you to guess what it is.
Is this our KSON sneaky sound send-off?
No. Completely different.
Okay.
Listen to this and tell me what you think it is.
It sounds like a gentle, like, spring rainfall hitting the trees, freshly blossomed leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear that. I think it sounds like a real light rainstorm, you know. It's very kind of comforting.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually,
it reminds
me
of the sleep mate I used to have in my room. You could have, like, crackling fire sound.
Oh, nice.
You can have ocean sound. You can have rainforest sound like that sound was. You can have white noise. Is that what that was, like a sleep aid machine?
No, John, look exactly what it is.
It's a bucket of fried chicken.
It is actually Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, it's chicken frying.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Oh, that's even more peaceful for me. Now, is the music play while the chicken's frying, or is that part of the video?
That's part of the video. But I thought that was pretty good. It's very soothing.
You know what? I should have guessed that, because I posted on our KSON socials this weekend me making breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to know about that? But apparently. And this was my hash brown sound. And listen to how soothing this is.
Homemade hash browns.
Except for that voice.
Yeah.
Homemade hash browns.
It is. So, yeah, it's a little hard sometimes when you hear a sound to figure out what it is. Your next chance to guess at the sneaky sound send-off comes at 7:50. And by the way, we have some hints. It is not John eating corn. It is not John eating an apple. It's definitely
homemade hash browns.
It's not John eating homemade hash browns either. But John is definitely eating something. So your shot comes at 7:50 this morning.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Henry in La Mesa. What's up, Henry?
Hey, good morning.
Hang on, pal. Tam, have we ever had a guy named Henry on the show
before? I don't remember.
Mm-mm. Henry? You just made history, pal.
Hey, all right.
Henry, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy. I'll see you.
All right.
Good luck, Henry.
Henry, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Henry, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
The most popular song played at weddings is "I Want to Dance with Somebody." Who sings it?
Oh my gosh. Paula Abdul?
Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survives, but the actor that plays John Wick was against it and successfully fought the idea. Who plays John Wick?
Oh, my man Keanu Reeves.
Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his co-stars from this horror movie that was based on a Stephen King novel saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. This movie was split into two parts and featured a killer clown. What was the movie? There's a list of celebrities that have been called out for being rude and have actually apologized for it. On that list is this actress that played Catwoman and co-starred with Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. Who is she?
Anne Hathaway.
And finally, the home where Matthew Perry died sold for $8.55 million, and yesterday was the first anniversary of his passing. What was the name of the 1997 rom-com film Perry co-starred in alongside Salma Hayek, where Perry married Hayek after a one-night stand leaves her pregnant? Let's get Tam back in. Henry, what's your day shaping up to be like today?
Not bad. I'm just heading into work right now. I work on the sub-base at Point Loma.
All right. Well, we appreciate your service. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
Tammy, Henry did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Henry.
Thank you.
Tammy, the most popular song played at weddings is I Want to Dance with Somebody. Went to my mind to confirm that in the last wedding I went to in February, that song was indeed played.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings it?
Whitney Houston.
That is right. Henry went Paul Abdul, 1-0 Tammy. Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survived, but the actor that plays John Wick was against it and successfully fought the idea. Who played John Wick?
Keanu Reeves.
That's
he
right.
knew we'd all be on his side if they did that, no matter what John Wick did after that.
I will say this. When I first saw John Wick, I'm like, no way did they just kill that puppy.
Oh.
They did what? But in the first 5 minutes of the movie?
Right, but they were right to do it.
Right. 2-1, Henry knew that. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his co-stars from this horror movie that was based on a Stephen King novel saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Found out later the man never was there. The movie was split into two parts and featured a killer clown. What was the movie?
It.
It is right. Henry knew that. It's 3-2, Tammy. There's a list of celebrities that have been called out for being rude and have actually apologized for it. On that list is this actress that played Catwoman and co-star with Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. Who is she?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne was having a bad day, was being interviewed for a press junket. The reporter called her out for being rude. Anne Hathaway sent her a personal letter saying, you're right, I was. I apologize. I was going through some stuff.
Nice.
Very cool. It is 4-3 because Henry knew that. And finally, Tammy, the home where Matthew Perry died sold for $8.55 million, and yesterday was the first anniversary of his passing. What was the name of the 1997 rom-com film Perry co-starred in alongside Salma Hayek, where Perry married Hayek after a one-night stand leaves her pregnant?
Is that one? That's where they're at the Hoover Dam. What is the name of that? I'm so mad at myself because I like that movie.
Fools Rush In.
Ah.
Henry couldn't remember it either, so today we finish with a score of 4 for Tammy, 3 for Henry. Henry, you're not going to win any of Tammy's money, sir, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have 4 tickets for SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas Celebration, which kicks off November 15th and runs through January 5th.
Awesome.
All right, Henry. Enjoy that, pal. Have a safe day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I still have to have you say this.
I am Henry from the movie. Last month out of Tammy's College of Hollywood.
Super random question. What is the strangest, weirdest, most odd thing a stranger has asked you? Our phone number is 833-287-1037. I'm asking this question because a seemingly normal person, while I was in L.A. 2 weekends ago, walked up to me while waiting for a red light and asked me if A, I had some chapstick, and B, if I did, would I lend it to him?
Yeah, that's not something you loan.
No, I don't have chapstick. And hard no, I'm not sharing it with you. Strange person. Who knows what's going on with that mouth? I wouldn't share my chapstick with a friend, let alone a rando who walks up to me at an intersection in West Hollywood.
Hey, man, you got some chapstick. Can I borrow it?
Do you think he was hitting on me, honestly? What a random thing to ask of anything.
Maybe a light, chap lips.
A light, some spare change for the meter. Chapstick?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Jessica, producer Jessica?
Have you guys never had those where your lips are so chapped and so dry.
Yes.
And you're just like, you're desperate. Will take chapstick from anywhere at this point.
Chapped lips? The answer is yes. Have I ever thought to ask a complete stranger to borrow chapstick to remedy my chapped lips? Absolutely not.
You don't
not.
Know what this guy's going
I
through.
I will walk to a CVS. I will walk to a Walgreens. Or I'll wait till I get home.
Oh, I've been in that desperate situation in my car. And I went through everything in my car. And finally, I found some hand lotion. And I'm like, will that work? Oh, I don't know. But yeah, that's odd. That's odd.
In that time, though, Tammy, while you were frantically searching for a lip moisturizer, so much so that you settled for skin lotion, did you ever think, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull over and ask that random person crossing the street if I can borrow some chapstick. That thought never crossed your mind, right?
I guess.
What's the weirdest thing a stranger has asked you? Or maybe you've got no problem asking a stranger for chapstick. Yeah, right. I'd really like to pick your brain as well.
I was at the grocery store yesterday with my daughter, and there was a guy standing in line next to us, and he looked at us, and he asked something, and I said, excuse me, what? And he said, do you play Scrabble?
Oh, that's a random question to ask a stranger.
I said, yeah, sometimes. That was weird.
What did
I was
he
waiting.
Say? Was there any follow-up?
I was waiting for, like, my wife and I are stuck in there. What's the rule? No, just asking. Okay.
Wow, what a weird. Maybe he was trying to pick you up. Do you play Scrabble? Because you're a triple word score
to
me.
Oh, my God. You would have think he would have said the rest of that, but no. It was just, I don't know. It was very strange. And a normal-looking guy.
All right.
You know?
So, two normal-looking people, seemingly. One asking me for chapstick, no. Or a stranger at the store yesterday asking Tammy, random question, do you play Scrabble? Good enough. See you later.
Yes. Weird, huh?
833-287-1037. What is the strangest thing a complete stranger has asked you? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Why, no, random stranger, I will not loan you some chapstick. What's the weirdest random thing a stranger has asked you? John and Tammy, 833-287-1037.
Mandy and Ramona, what's the weirdest or strangest thing someone has asked you?
So when I was about 19, I was on my way home from TJ because I live in San Diego, and a guy who had like really chapped lips, he asked for some chapstick. It was gross. We were like, no.
Either that or you just say, here, take it and keep it.
Yeah, right. We were like, sorry, we don't.
Another chapstick. More common than I thought, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Mandy.
Yeah. Especially on the way home from TJ at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Who knows what's going on there? Kiki, Tammy, Kiki's 13 years old. She lives in San Marcos. Hi, Kiki.
Hi.
What's the strangest thing a stranger's asked you, Kiki?
Okay, well, I was at the store by my school, and I was getting food, and I was at the checkout line, and I was getting the things, and as I was leaving, some random kid I've never seen before is asked, like, walked up to me and was like, are you stealing? And they were right behind me in the checkout line. And I was like, no.
And this is a kid your age, Kiki?
Yeah, like 1 year below me.
Wow. Right. Look at the mini undercover detectives they're hiring at grocery stores now. 12-year-old detectives. That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
So, Kiki, how did you respond after the person accused you of stealing?
I was like, no. Why would you ask that? And they're like, oh, okay then. And they just walked away.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was trying to maybe flirt with Kiki. What do you think, Tim?
I don't know.
An odd way to go about doing it, but we're not that bright, Kiki. Maybe he liked you. Did you ever think about that?
That is not.
That's a great
Nor do
answer.
I want to, sir.
That's a great answer. I love
All
it.
Right. Bye, Kiki. Have a good day at school, okay? Be good
okay.
to your mom and dad.
Bye.
Now, if someone randomly approaches you and says, say, do you know the sneaky sound send-off on KSON? Maybe you can say, yes, you do. Tammy, Ed is in Santee. Ed's got a follow-up to our conversation about Lake Morena being haunted. Morning, Ed.
Hey. All right. Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about Lake Morena yesterday, and I just had to call you and tell you my story. So as a kid, my dad took us up to camp and do some fishing. The second night I was there, woken up by, like, some rustling in the bushes outside the tent. Woke me up. Left the tent to go to the bathroom while I was awake, and got done with that. I was heading back to the tent, and, I mean, something felt wacky. It was off. I look around and I see this woman in a long white dress, long black hair, and I try to wave at her. She doesn't say anything. No response.
Oh, jeez.
And I mean,
that would freak me out.
From the back of my neck, or like standing up, jump back in the tent with my dad, wake him up, and look back outside the tent. But he's gone.
Ed, did you say that you looked outside after you told your dad, and she was not? She was gone.
She was gone.
Your dad must have been really like, oh, wow, thanks for waking me up, pal.
Well, I didn't say anything. I mean, I was kind of embarrassed. Like, I was maybe dreaming. So
yeah.
I just kind of played it off. I never told anybody about that until years later. I'm at a bar with my cousin, had a couple of beers. So I tell this story, and my cousin, she goes white because apparently my sister had told her the exact same story several years before that.
Shut up.
So I called my sister the next day, and she confirmed that she saw that lady, too. It was down to the detail.
Wow.
Needless to say, I haven't been back to that particular campground.
Man, you know Lake Marina. I had never even heard of Lake Marina until yesterday.
I know. All right.
Lady in white.
Lady in white. Well, Ed, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sure.
One more question for the more skeptical. Is there any way possible that there could be any other explanation than paranormal?
I mean, there could be somebody running around in white scaring people, I guess. But
all those years ago.
They were pretty quick to get in and get out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Crazy. Wow. I'm telling you, that's a little spooky.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna hide the fact. I'm a little spooked out by the story, Ed. All right, man. Well, you're fine, right? And there's no like nightmares about the lady in white.
You're fine.
I've never come face to face
with a ghost before. Maybe she comes back once in a while, hangs out with Ed. Maybe she crawls out of the well and then through his TV.
Okay, wrong thing. That's a movie.
you're all good, right, Ed? No reoccurring nightmares or anything?
I mean, she shows up in dreams every now and then, but I mean, nothing too bad. Yeah, but I write that up. I mean, I'm skeptical, so I write that up as like just my psychologist.
Right. I wonder if she's friendly. I wonder what she wanted. All right. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate that. That's spooky, man. Yeah. That is spooky. Appreciate you, pal.
Well, that is something that we could consider. John, listen, there's several things that you have never done with me. One of them is going camping.
Ah! That's as scary as walking into a ghost. Like it.
I don't have a hotel room for you, but we do have a nice RV.
Camping?
We could take the RV out to Lake Marina. Come on, we go spend the night there.
That's John's ghost story.
Yes.
Chapter 1, I went camping. The end.
I think you should try it. And it's just for one night.
I don't like camping anyway, but you suggest I go camping on a haunted campground.
Sure, why not?
You're lucky I'm a skeptic.
We'll do it the night before Halloween.
I will take you up on that.
Okay.
I've never been in your RV. I've never been camping out here.
I'm shocked.
I've never been in your RV.
Okay.
Will I have a bed?
Yes, you will have a bed.
Will I have running water?
Yes, you will.
Will I have an operational toilet?
Yes.
Well, in that case, that's roughing it for me, and I'm in.
All right, I like that.
If I need any help, I'll ask the lady in white if she's walking
yes.
by.
Okay, sure.
All right, well, we're taking the road to Lake Marina. Maybe you want to take this road.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. You got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Michelle, who's in Fallbrook. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Could you step out, Tammy?
You bet. Good luck.
Michelle, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than 10. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Michelle, Bill Gates had a birthday yesterday. Which company did he found that has made his net worth over $100 billion?
Microsoft.
Timothy Chalamet made a surprise appearance at a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City. He played what iconic Gene Wilder character in a 2023 origin story movie?
Willy Wonka.
The trailer dropped for Chad Michael Murray's male stripper Christmas movie, The Merry Gentleman, that will air on Netflix. Chad played Lucas on One Tree Hill and also had recurring roles on Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and Riverdale. They all aired on the same network. What is it?
CW.
The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen. The music of ABBA is featured in this 2008 Meryl Streep movie that was based on a Broadway musical. Name it.
Oh, no. I know this. I'll have to pass.
Okay, and finally, James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since his hashtag MeToo problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Tell me the name of the 2008 stoner buddy film the two starred in together.
Pineapple Express.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Michelle, what's happening with you today?
Dropping kiddos off at school.
There you go. Anything fun after that or just Michelle time until we get it done?
All the errands. And then pick up.
It never stops, does it? It just never stops with you. Well, hopefully you get some alone time, Michelle. Probably not until the kids are asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, Michelle stood up today, man. Real strong effort. 4 out of 5.
Nice job.
Timmy, Bill Gates had a birthday yesterday. Which company did he found that has made his net worth over $100 billion?
Microsoft.
All right, Michelle knew that. It's 1-1. Timothy Chalamet made a surprise appearance at a Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City. Of course he did. Why does he bother me so much?
I don't know.
I have got zero reason, no explanation as to why. He played what iconic Gene Wilder character in the 2003 origin story?
Willy Wonka.
That is right. I heard he's actually really good in that. I've not seen the movie.
He's really good in Dune.
I know. I've heard. He's really good. It's 2-2. The trailer dropped for Chad Michael Murray's male stripper Christmas movie, The Merry Gentleman, that'll air on Netflix. I like how they call it a male review movie. Just call it what it is. Chad played Lucas on One Tree Hill, also had reoccurring roles on Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and Riverdale. They all aired on the same network. What is it?
The CW?
That is right. Michelle knew that as well. 3-3. The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen. The music of ABBA is featured in this 2008 Meryl Streep movie that was based on a Broadway musical. Name it.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Isn't it ABBA?
ABBA. I don't know. Is it?
I think it's ABBA.
Is it ABBA?
I don't know. I think it's ABBA.
All right.
I know. Whatever.
Isn't that a tomato-tomato thing, even though I clearly say tomato?
I don't know.
All right, anyway, Michelle couldn't come up with it, so now it is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since his hashtag MeToo problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Tell me the name of the 2008 stoner buddy film the two starred in together.
Well, you just described half of Seth Rogen's movies. Is that the Pineapple Express?
It is Pineapple Express. Michelle knew that. Clean sweep for Tam today, Michelle. 5 for her, 4 for you. You're not going to get any of her money, but you are going to get a great prize.
4 tickets for SeaWorld San Diego's Christmas Celebration, which starts November 15th and runs through January 5th.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
Michelle, enjoy that. Thank you. And before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Michelle in Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah. All right, we are super excited because John promised us that he thought he was going to bring it the best he's ever done it when it comes to a Halloween costume. John, reveal your costume. Oh, that's creepy.
Ew.
Ew, what are you?
Oh, I hate all of this.
Yes. What is with the creepy white face and the big red mouth? You got to come up
happening?
And tell us what this character is. I don't recognize it, but I can tell you I don't like it.
I have no idea who I'm supposed to be. And I also know this, that this really, really expensive mouth tattoo is not working right now. So it's like there's no opening for my mouth. Should have checked it. I'm gonna have to do better because this thing is falling off. It's supposed to be like a tattoo on my face of a big giant mouth.
Yeah.
And right now it's like a piece of plastic wrap. It's somewhat dangerously choking me.
Okay, so
that's the scary part.
We will have producer Jessica post the video so you can see what we're looking at. But John has his face whited out. His eyes have black all the way around him. And your lips look like some kind of creepy, like your mouth was sewed up after it got cut open tattoo.
Yeah, but I had to eat. I had to pick the flesh off the bones.
Oh.
So that's why my mouth looks like this.
Oh, that is creepy. You definitely win creepy this year. Oh. But why is it that you still look kind of sheepish in there?
Because I'm really bothered by this stupid piece of plastic hanging off my face. It looks so much more realistic in the Facebook ad.
Did you get it off Temu?
No, but close. Close. I have to go fix this because it's really... I've wasted... By the way, I've wasted 3 big giant lip tattoos getting this
trying
thing.
Trying to make it work.
It's not. I don't know. It worked fine yesterday. I did a dry run. It worked perfect yesterday.
Oh no!
In my house by myself.
Huh? How many? Did
a bunch.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Well, you know what? We're gonna give you an A for effort for sure.
Am I freaking you out?
And I'm going to say that you have a good solid B plus for being scary.
Should I wear the sunglasses too so no one knows what the hell's going on in my world?
No. You need the eyes that look like they do because that's what really makes it scary, especially when you just peeked around the corner.
Yes, Teresa, Jessica.
That was creepy.
I will say when you just peeked around the corner and your lips weren't moving, it was and were quiet, it was really creepy. So maybe.
But probably just very awesome for you as well, being quiet and not talking.
Just be quiet. Yeah.
In fact, don't cut the opening in the hole of the mouth. Just go ahead and, okay.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Okay. Oh, my God. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
I wanted it to.
On KSON. You're supposed to be quiet. Your mouth is missing.
Man, I'm so bummed.
Oh, honey.
So I always get ripped on for my bad Halloween costumes. So this year, I'm like, I'm going to be really super scary. Have this giant mouth tattoo that I bought on a Facebook ad, and I did a dry run yesterday at the house to make sure it worked out fine. It worked out perfectly.
Did you take any pictures after you did it?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Well, that's that. So we have proof.
So I know it works.
Just in case. We can't fix it.
But I've been talking about this costume all freaking week, and now it's not working. Everyone's expecting a costume, and I got nothing. I look like a dork.
No. You'll be
fine. I got
fine.
A hoodie and a ski cap. I look like I'm bad news, actually.
You do.
I shaved my beard for that?
I know. First of all, I was kind of freaked out. Producer Jessica, were you too when you first saw John completely freshly shaven?
I want to commend you, John, because the effort you put into this costume.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be it worked perfectly yesterday by myself.
Well, we'll get it figured out.
I haven't had a bald face for a while. My ex-girlfriend was insistent. She saw me bald once. Was like, ooh, grow a beard.
Oh,
so I've had a beard since then.
I highly doubt that's how it went.
But, it does make me look a bit younger, so I think I'm going to go with it for a while. If I get this stupid mouth tattoo to work, happy Halloween.
Okay, relax. We will get it figured out.